This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the 3-second pause to prevent amygdala hijacking during a toxic traits conversation. Stop your brain from sabotaging the hardest conversations you need to have. In short, the 3-second pause is a proven micro-intervention that stops amygdala hijacking during toxic traits conversations, giving you back control of your words and the outcome. Pause 3 deliberate seconds the moment emotions spike during any toxic behavior exchange. Prepare your core message and desired outcome before a conversation begins. Name the emotion out loud to reduce its neurological grip on both people in the room. Definition: amygdala hijack prevention is the deliberate practice of interrupting the brain's automatic threat response before it takes over your behavior. In a toxic traits conversation, it means using specific techniques, including the 3-second pause, to stay rational when the other person's conduct triggers a flood of emotion. You planned this conversation carefully. You knew it would be uncomfortable. You told yourself you would stay calm, stay clear, stay focused on the behavior and not the person. Then they said something dismissive or condescending or subtly manipulative, and within seconds you were defending yourself instead of addressing them. The words came out wrong. The tone shifted. The whole conversation collapsed. That is what amygdala hijack prevention is for. When someone's toxic traits are the subject of a conversation, your brain is already primed to perceive threat. The amygdala, the part of your brain responsible for threat detection, does not distinguish between physical danger and an uncomfortable exchange with a difficult colleague. It fires the same alarm either way, and by the time you realize what is happening, the rational part of your brain is already offline. In Say It Right Every Time, I call the tool that addresses this the 3-second pause, and I place it at the center of Chapter 2 for a reason. It is not a politeness technique. It is a neurological intervention. And when you're sitting across from someone whose toxic behavior has a history of derailing you, it is the difference between a productive conversation and one you spend the next week regretting. Why toxic traits conversations are different from every other hard talk. Most difficult conversations are hard because the topic is uncomfortable. Toxic traits conversations are hard because the person you're addressing has behavioral patterns that are specifically, even if not consciously, designed to provoke a response in you. Chronic dismissiveness, passive undermining, constant interruptions, subtle blame shifting, these behaviors do not just frustrate you. They train your nervous system over time to expect threat every time that person enters the room. By the time you sit down for a direct conversation about their conduct, your amygdala is already loaded. If you have ever tried to give this kind of feedback and found yourself suddenly flustered, defensive, or completely off script, that is not a character flaw. That is biology. Understanding how the amygdala hijack sabotages feedback conversations is the first step. But understanding it is not enough. You need a system that works when understanding fails, when the pressure is real and the words are already in your throat. What must be true before you sit down? No technique survives contact with a toxic traits conversation unless two conditions are in place first. The first is preparation. Specifically, you must know exactly what behavior you're addressing, why it matters, and what outcome you're asking for. Vague intentions produce vague conversations. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe a clarity checklist as the essential pre-conversation tool. Your core message in one sentence, your desired outcome stated specifically and realistically, your 3 supporting points, your personal motivation for having this conversation, and a genuine readiness to listen to the other person's perspective. You can explore the full core framework that sits beneath this for deeper preparation. The second condition is honest self-assessment. Ask yourself, is your emotional state right now something you can manage? If you are already flooded before the conversation starts, nothing in this process will hold. You need to be at baseline. If you are not, delay the conversation until you are. This is not avoidance. It is respect for the work. The 6-step process for staying in control. Here is the process I teach in Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time. These steps are sequential. Do not rearrange them. Number 1. Complete the clarity checklist before you say a word. Write it out. Do not do it in your head while walking to the meeting. The act of writing forces clarity your thoughts alone cannot produce. Your core message must be a single sentence about a specific behavior, not your difficult, but when you interrupt me in team meetings, the effect is that others stop contributing. This specificity is what keeps the conversation grounded when emotion tries to pull it sideways. Number 2. Open with intention, not accusation. Your first sentence sets the neurological tone for the other person. The moment they perceive attack, their amygdala fires too, and now you have two people in threat mode. Use the standard opening script from chapter 2. I'd like to talk about something that's been on my mind, and I think it's important that we discuss it. Do you have a few minutes to talk now? Simple. Non-threatening. It is disarming, and that matters more than you think. Number 3. State your core message using behavior, not character. This is where most people crash. They move from addressing what someone did to addressing who someone is. You consistently dismiss my ideas in front of the team is a behavioral observation. You are arrogant is a character attack. The first invites change. The second triggers war. As I note and say it right every time, focus on the behavior, not the person. This is not softness. It is precision. Number 4. Deploy the 3-second pause the moment you feel an emotional spike. This is the core of amygdala hijack prevention, and the technique this entire process depends on. When the other person responds defensively, dismissively, or with a counterattack, you will feel the flood. Your chest tightens. Your thoughts race. Your mouth wants to open. Stop. Count 3 seconds internally. Breathe out during those 3 seconds. That gap, brief as it is, interrupts the amygdala signal long enough for your prefrontal cortex to re-engage. 3 seconds is not a long silence. It feels longer to you than it looks to anyone else. Number 5. Name the emotion to reduce its power. Once you have paused, do not pretend the tension is not there. Naming it is one of the most effective de-escalation tools available, and the neuroscience behind it is solid. Articulating an emotion reduces its intensity. Use the script from chapter 2. This is clearly a sensitive topic. I can see you're frustrated. Let's take a breath. My intention is not to upset you. This serves two people simultaneously. It signals that you see them, and it gives you a moment to recalibrate your own state. Number 6. Redirect to the desired outcome. After the emotion has been named and the pause has created space, bring the conversation back to what you're actually there for. You are not there to win. You are not there to vent. You are there for a specific behavioral change. Say it clearly. What I'd like to see happen is state your desired outcome. If you cannot agree on a path forward in this conversation, use the postpone option. I think we're both too emotional to have a productive conversation right now. Can we agree to talk about this tomorrow at 10 a.m? This is not retreat. It is discipline. When the other person escalates instead of engaging. Some toxic traits conversations do not just fail to go smoothly, they accelerate in the wrong direction. The person you're addressing may raise their voice, become evasive, turn the conversation back onto you, or deny everything you have raised. Addressing passive-aggressive behavior that erodes team synergy is one version of this. But escalation during a face-to-face toxic traits confrontation is its own challenge. The temptation is to match their energy. Do not. Each escalation on their part is a test of your system. Apply the 3-second pause after every escalation, not just the first one. This is harder than it sounds, because the provocations compound. What keeps you in the process is returning to your prepared core message after each pause. You have it written down. You know what you are there for. That anchor is what separates a practitioner from someone just hoping for the best. If the conversation becomes genuinely unproductive and both parties are flooded, execute the postponed script cleanly and without apology. Can we agree to think about this and talk again on Friday? Then stop talking. The silence after that sentence is part of the technique. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The mistakes that undermine even prepared people. Knowing the process is not the same as executing it clean. Here are the errors I have made myself and watched others make in toxic traits conversations. The mistake. Skipping the clarity checklist because you feel confident going in. Why it happens. Confidence feels like preparation, but it is not. Confidence without clarity dissolves the moment someone pushes back. What to do instead? Complete the checklist in writing, even when you believe you do not need it. Especially when you believe you do not need it. The mistake. Using the 3-second pause once, then abandoning it when the conversation gets harder. Why it happens? The pause feels artificial under sustained pressure. The urge to respond immediately intensifies as the conversation escalates. What to do instead? Commit to the pause before you walk in. Treat it as a non-negotiable rule rather than an optional technique. The mistake. Describing character instead of behaviour. Why it happens. Frustration that has built over time wants to express itself fully. You want them to understand the full impact of who they are, not just what they did. What to do instead? Write your core message before the conversation and check it against this test. Does the sentence describe an action or a trait? If it describes a trait, write it until it describes an action. The mistake. Treating the 3-second pause as a silence to fill. Why it happens. Silence in conflict feels like weakness or confusion, so people rush to end it. What to do instead? Let the 3 seconds run. The other person often feels that silence themselves, and what they say in that gap frequently redirects the conversation more productively than anything you could have added. For additional real-world scripts covering team members who undermine group dynamics, you will find prepared language you can adapt directly. What Hamadouler hijacking actually looks like in toxic trait situations. It helps to know what you are watching for in yourself and in the room. What the Hamadouler hijack is and how it silently blocks team synergy covers the mechanics in detail. But in a toxic trait conversation specifically, the hijack often looks like this. Your voice hardens or goes flat. You begin addressing history instead of the specific incident you plan to raise, or you find yourself defending your right to have the conversation instead of having it. The critical signal is when you stop pursuing your desired outcome and start pursuing emotional relief. That shift is a hijack in operation. The 3-second pause is your circuit breaker, but you have to recognize the signal before you can use the tool. You may also notice the hijack in the other person when they respond to a behavioral observation with a personal attack, or suddenly bring up unrelated grievances their amygdala has fired too. This is where the empathy bridge technique from chapter 2 earns its place. Acknowledge their feelings before you correct their behavior. I can hear that this is difficult to receive. I want to make sure we can work through this together. That sentence does not concede your point. It creates the psychological safety needed for the other person to actually hear what you're saying. Signs that amygdala hijacking is destroying team synergy in real time can help you recognize the broader pattern if these conversations are happening repeatedly in a team context. Your pre-conversation checklist for toxic traits conversations. Print this. Fill it in before any conversation about someone's toxic behavior. Do not rely on memory. Number 1. Core message. Write the specific behavior in one sentence. No character judgment. Number 2. Desired outcome. State what you are asking for. Make it specific, realistic, and actionable. Number 3. 3 supporting points. What examples will you use? Each must be behavioral and specific. Number 4. Your motivation. Why does this matter? Know your why before you speak. Number 5. Listening readiness. What is your genuine question for the other person? What do you want to understand? Number 6. Pause commitment. Have you decided, in advance, to pause 3 seconds before every response? Number 7. Postpone script ready. Do you have the postpone language prepared if the conversation becomes unproductive? If you cannot answer all 7 clearly, you're not ready. Go back to your notes, not to the conversation. You will find the deal method for resolving conflicts that fracture teams a natural complement to this checklist when the toxic behavior has already damaged team relationships and you need a structured repair process. The ground beneath the technique. Here is the truth of it. The 3-second pause is not complicated. 3 seconds is nothing. You have survived far longer silences. What makes it hard is not the duration. It is the discipline of choosing to pause where every instinct tells you to speak. As I write in chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time, a framework is your compass. It is a simple, memorable, and repeatable system that you can rely on when your instincts fail. In a toxic traits conversation, your instincts will fail you. They are designed to. The person's behavior has been calibrating your reactions for longer than this one conversation. The pause is how you stop letting the past dictate the present. Amygdala hijack prevention is not about suppressing emotion. The emotion is real and it is legitimate. It is about choosing, in the space of 3 seconds, whether you want the emotion driving the conversation or you want to drive it yourself. That choice, practiced repeatedly, is how you stop dreading these conversations and start having them with genuine confidence and control. Frequently asked questions. What is amygdalar hijack prevention in a toxic conversation? Amygdalar hijack prevention means interrupting the brain's automatic threat response before it takes control of your words and actions. In a toxic trait conversation, this matters most because the other person's behavior is specifically designed to trigger you. The 3-second pause is the core tool. How do you use the 3-second pause during a difficult conversation? When you feel an emotional spike, stop before responding. Count 3 deliberate seconds internally while breathing out slowly. This brief gap interrupts the amygdala's fight-or-flight signal and gives your prefrontal cortex enough time to re-engage so you can respond with intention rather than reaction. Why does talking about someone's toxic traits trigger such a strong reaction? Toxic behavior is often personal and persistent, which makes your nervous system read it as a genuine threat. Your brain cannot easily distinguish between a dangerous situation and an uncomfortable conversation. That misreading fires the amygdala and floods you with emotion before you form a single word. Can the 3-second pause work if the other person keeps escalating? Yes, though it requires more discipline. Each time the other person escalates, your pause resets the cycle rather than matching their energy. Consistent use signals calm rather than weakness. If escalation continues past a productive point, the postponed script gives you a clear, respectful way to exit and reschedule. What should I say after the 3-second pause if I still feel flooded? Use the naming script. Say, this is clearly a sensitive topic. I can see you're frustrated. Let's take a breath. My intention is not to upset you. Naming the emotion out loud reduces its neurological grip and shifts both people from defensive mode into a more collaborative space. How do I prepare for a toxic trait conversation before it starts? Run through the clarity checklist before you enter the room. Know your core message in one sentence, your desired outcome specifically, your 3 supporting points, your personal motivation, and confirm you are ready to listen. Preparation is what makes the 3-second pause work when the pressure is on. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.